And Gail Holst, when were you living in Greece?
I was living there in the mid-60s, and at that stage, the so-called new wave composers, Theodorakis and Hatzidakis, Theodorakis being best known for his music for Zorba the Greek, and Hatzidakis for his music for Never on Sunday, were extremely popular composers. But mixed in with this music, there was another style of music, extremely different. And this music dated, I discovered, from the 1920s and 30s, when it first became recorded, and therefore popular. And it was known as Rembetika.
What happened in the after the 1922-23 Asia Minor disaster, where the figures range from 500,000 to 3 million people that were pushed out, and my grandparents were some of the part of that push. And there was something like, I think, 300,000, small percentage of Turks that lived on the Greek side that were pushed back into Turkey. But a lot of the people that came were musicians. And they were all really good musicians. Now, the first people were people like Batis, you know, and you know, they were the first people that played bouzouki and used to sit there in these coffee shops, were unemployed, didn't have much money, and used to sing about, you know, they were miserable. You know, Greek blues are miserable.
They were, for one thing, homeless, jobless, poor, and for another thing, they were people who felt outsiders. They brought with them a different sort of culture and a different sort of music. Music originally sung and played in small places of entertainment where people gathered to smoke hashish, usually through a water pipe, but sometimes just throwing it on a charcoal burner, closing all the windows and getting a nice fug up and smoking or just breathing it in as they sang. These little places where they gathered were called tekes or tekethers, hashish dens. The Rembetika songs were all written around dance rhythms. The hasapiko, the zembehiko, usually danced when a man was either high on hashish or on alcohol, and it became so intimately associated with the music of the Rembetika that for a time the dance was banned. People became very excited when they danced it and when they watched it, and the commercial breaking of plates dates from a period where this dance was danced when people were extremely high on some sort of drugs.
Breathe it in. Dawn. Night air.
Plate smashing became, was mixed with an underworld, but I don't think the refugees were part of the underworld. The refugees that came from Asia Minor wanted work, but anywhere that refugees go, they're outsiders. That's what a refugee is. And because they came from the Turkish side, they were Greek, but Turkish in behaviour, in habits. So they used to like smoking a bit of dope or smoking, you know, what we call the arile. And the Athenians who liked, you know, what we call cantades, or, you know, really sort of melodic, lovely European music on the tradition of the composers, you know, with beautiful guitars, didn't see them as Greek. So they were pushed into the underworld, but they weren't, they were very honest. So you've got to distinguish between the rebetes, or the refugees that played rebetika, or blues, Greek blues, from the criminal element. that used to go and, you know, burn things and dance and carry on. And then, you know, we had people like Marcus Vamvakaris, who would be, I suppose, the father of Greek blues music, Greek rebetika. But there's people like Tsitsanis, who was wonderful, great, great composer, and who's written great music for people like Sotiria Bello, who's a great rebetisa.
Σε πόνεσαι η καρδιά μου και σε γουστάρει. Θέλω τα δυο σου χέρια για μαξιλάρι. Άσε ένα γύρω απόψε στην αγκαλιά σου. Πες μου τον έκαλέ μου κι όλα δικά σου.
This recording is by Sotiria Bello. And the song is called Like the Cigarette, very probably not a tobacco cigarette.
Άναψε το τσιγάρο, δώσ' μου φωτιά. Έχω μεγάλο τέρτι μες στην καρδιά. Έχω μεγάλο τέρτι μες στην καρδιά. Άναψε το τσιγάρο, δώσ' μου φωτιά.
It's what the Greeks describe as having metallo. It's got something metallic in the quality of voice, a harsh quality, which expresses, I think, very well the sort of bitterness and irony of the songs.
Άσε να σε φιλήσω, να σε χορτάσω. Η νύχτα θα περάσει και θα σε χάσω. Ο χωρισμός αν θα έρθει θα με πληγώσει. Ποτέ αυτό το βράδυ μη ξημερώσει. Αχαμά. Άναψε το τσιγάρο, δώσ' μου φωτιά. Έχω μεγάλο τέρτι μες στην καρδιά. Έχω μεγάλο τέρτι μες στην καρδιά. Άναψε το τσιγάρο, δώσ' μου φωτιά.
One of the songs I found was played by a very fine bouzouki player in Piraeus, a man called Yenitseris. And the song is, where were you, Mangus, in the winter? You've hidden it from me. I was on the needle, which you get on and it hooks you. Uncle Thanasi, Uncle Petros, we won't be getting married this year. Light it up and put it out. Light the candle, Uncle Petros. I light it and he puts it out, the poor old candle. Uncle Yanni, when you die, what will you do with your pipe? I'll use it as a pillow so I can have a smoke in Hades.
Ωραία φρύδια και μαλλιά, ωραία φρύδια και μαλλιά.